Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2011, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
Now, earlier this week, Blue Peter broke the world record for mass hula hoop dance. To celebrate, the last programme broadcast from Television Centre in London. From now on, Blue Peter will come from Salford. So it seems appropriate that Biddy Baxter, who edited the programme for 23 years and had so much to do with its development, would share her inheritance tracks with us.
My mother was a very talented pianist, and she and my father, who had a good voice, she used to accompany him, and one of their after-dinner pieces, or before dinner for that matter, was a ballad, and it was called Passing By.
There is a lady sweet and kind, was never faced so pleased my mind.
We used to have people round for meals, and it was very much make your own entertainment. So most people did a turn. The other thing was that my mother, very sadly, in her 30s, had an ear operation that went wrong, and it left her terribly deaf. And it was always a huge embarrassment, because she'd say, when she was introduced to somebody, "I'm awfully sorry, but I'm afraid I'm very hard of hearing." And she used to say, you know, for the first two sentences, they spoke up, and after that, they didn't. It was very, very embarrassing for her, and I think very hurtful. But in those days, everybody had pianos, and people knew that she played. And so when she arrived, they say, "Oh, you will play for us, won't you?" So she was thrilled about that. She just sit down at the piano stool and played.
Till I die, there is a lady sweet and kind, was never faced so pleased my mind.
I was an only child, and I had a marvellous time. I had loads of friends, and I never missed not having siblings, but it's the sort of thing I think you do miss when you get older. It would be lovely to have brothers and sisters now, but I didn't. And as I say, I was quite an extrovert child, so there was really never a dull moment.
Her gestures, motions, and her smile, her wit, her voice, my heart beguile.
Our house backed onto a spinney, and it was very exciting because I'd had sort of hole made in the fence at the back so I could wriggle through from our garden into this spinney. I could climb trees, fall off trees, and I was crazy about Enid Blyton, much maligned Enid Blyton. She had a magazine called Sunny Stories, which was just full of stories, which I adored, and she also wrote a lot of nature books, and I was determined I was going to be an ornithologist or something like that, and the Enid Blyton nature books were absolutely superb.
But change the earth or change the sky, yet will I love
her. I mean, a lot of the stuff I enjoyed during my childhood were replicated on the programme. Very emotional and very wistful. I have great memories of passing by. Piece of music I think I would pass on, and this is enormously difficult. I mean, this whole project is total torture. I think I'd pass on the overture from Figaro. It's the most glorious piece of music, written by a genius, and has given me infinite pleasure for very many years. I think I've heard that Blue Peter theme tune so many times. I don't think I would pass that theme tune on. I think I'd much prefer to hand everything over to Mozart. was so incredibly lucky to work on that programme. But I loved it, and I think the real reason I loved it was the contact with the audience and the fact that we desperately wanted the audience to join in. We thought, well, we must have a badge, but it hasn't got to be a giveaway. So that was when we decided that to win the badge, send a good idea of the programme, send us an interesting letter, send us a drawing or a poem or a story. So that was really, it made the badges instantly accessible. Then, of course, we had to overcome this problem of not sending out the same letter twice. So what we did, everyone who won a badge was down in an index of badge winners. And so every incoming badge-worthy letter was checked against the index. And if somebody had written before, we'd say, oh, dear Simon, it was very nice to hear from you again. And when you wrote last time, your guinea pig had a bad paw. We do hope it's better now. And it was the best we could do to try and make our audience feel part of the programme. And I think it worked. The reason I felt so strongly about children not getting the same letter twice was, in fact, I'd had that horrible experience with Enid Blyton, who I adored, and in her weekly magazine she wrote a letter at the beginning of it with a facsimile signature, and I wrote to her because I was such a fan. It was absolutely marvellous. I had this letter back. It was the best thing that happened. And of course, pretty well immediately, I wrote again. And blow me down, I had word for word the identical response. And I was in tears. And I went to my mother and I said, she doesn't remember me. She hasn't remembered me. And it stuck in my mind because it was a very traumatic experience. We wanted to avoid that happening on Blue Peter. I hope we did avoid it. It's a very good tune. A very good tune. I think with a good tune, you can't go wrong.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.